Daryl Bryant is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. D. Bryant Retirement Strategies, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and KFAB are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
As recently heard on Retirement Strategies Radio with Daryl Bryant on 1110 KFAB.
So glad that you have made Retirement Strategies Radio with OmahasFortune.com and Fox Business contributor Daryl Bryant right here on 1110 KFAB, a part of your Saturday morning. I love it. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, one of my favorite songs from Jim Croce. Daryl, I know you're a music fan. Is he one of your favorites?
I like Jim Croce. I thought he was a really interesting songwriter. And that one right there was one of my favorites. What about Operator? You remember that song?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Could you help me place this call?
Lots of good music from him. And that's part of what we like to do here on Retirement Strategies Radio is have some fun. I mean, that's what retirement's all about, after all. You can find out more about Daryl and his team at dbryantretirementstrategies.com. If you've got any questions about anything Daryl's talked about earlier, getting ready to talk about or talks about later, or anything retirement related, here's the phone number, 932-2141. That's 932-2141. And of course, there's never a cost or any sort of obligation for answering any questions or setting up a retirement review. But Daryl, we also like to really stay in touch with the community and talk about other things that affect folks' lives. And we've got a special guest with us here in the studio this morning.
We do indeed. We have Courtney Sells, the owner-operator of a business called The Firm, right here in Omaha. And The Firm is a business brokerage outfit. Before I bring Courtney on, let me tell you what they do. They help people sell their businesses, which is key. Hmm. It's very helpful for our business if we have an individual who would like to sell their business in order to retire. Well, that's pretty key component of retirement. The firm, Courtney Sells, does a lot of business. There are only three other business brokerage firms in the area, and the firm matches their entire volume, does more than all three of the other ones combined. So that's a pretty big accomplishment. Courtney, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So what's going on out there now? What are you seeing? People are selling businesses. You know, I had a client in just this week, and she has a daycare business, a large one, about 50 kids, et cetera, generates some nice revenue. But what's going on out there? You hear some crazy things out there about people not thinking that their business might be of value. And, so let's talk about what's going on. Why are people looking to sell? Are people a little apprehensive to sell? What are you seeing that's going on out there these days?
You know, with what I do for a living, it's very unique. It's a very big faux pas or misnomer that if a business is for sale, well, then it just must not be doing well. You know, gosh, if they're selling, they must really not be able to even pay the electricity. And that's just not the case.
Well, that wouldn't be the case because, obviously you have an up and running business. You've been successful. Now you're ready to retire.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's obviously a misnomer.
It absolutely is. And so really the reason why people are coming to us is generally one of the D's, right? And so one of the D's may be that they're ill. It's a disease. And so we sell for a lot of folks that are ill and they're being forced into retirement. We have a D that is divorce, whether it's a divorce of a married couple or a divorce of partnership. The other D is done, and that's really when we rely on somebody like you, Daryl, because when you're done, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate that you're through with your 30 years of practice or your 30 years of being there all day and putting in those 40 to 60 hour work weeks.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be prudent if you're a listener out there and you have a business, wouldn't it be prudent if you're coming up on retirement time, if your business is generating a lot of revenue, just like an athlete who would like to go out at the top of his game.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be a good idea while the revenue stream is current and the business is flourishing to seek buyers? And let me tell you something else. Tell me if I'm right, Courtney, but if you have a business that is flourishing and you're considering retiring in the next, say, 3 or 4 years, or maybe that's on the horizon. You're not really sure. You enjoy what you do. You've built this business. This is really part of who you are. And now you're moving into the retirement time. Wouldn't it be more prudent for a person to to think about getting their business up for sale.
Absolutely.
Well prior to their target time, because it's just like selling a house. We don't want to sell on a fire sale, right?
Absolutely. I could not stress that enough. So really, knowledge is power. And the first step is going to be coming in and getting a complimentary business valuation. It sure is hard to sit down and make your retirement plan or sit down with somebody like yourself and say, you know, here's what my business is valued and can I live on this for the rest of my life? So before you can even start making that exit strategy, before you can make your action plan, you would come in and sit down with our in-house legal counsel, and she will perform a business valuation. This is 100% complimentary and at the utmost confidential. We don't want anybody to know that you're considering the sale.
Sure.
So then we will present you the valuation and you would sit down, the client would then sit down with you, Daryl, and say, okay, if the firm business brokerage can get me $2.3 million for my business, is this enough for me to retire on? Mm-hmm. And that's when then you can really make the plan of, here's the different buckets that we're going to put your assets.
Sure. Yeah. What do we do from there? So somebody comes in to speak with your counsel, and most people that are running a business are really good at what they do. I always say we all kind of live in silos, don't
we? Absolutely.
So the dentist is really good at being a dentist, but that doesn't mean he knows how to value his business and so forth. So when a person comes in, just in the simplest terms for today, how do you go about valuing a business?
Absolutely.
What are the multiples of income? How do you do that?
So let me tell you, there's three, and I'll give you a very elementary scale here, back of the napkin, if you will. The first is an asset sale. This is the absolute worst thing you can do. So if you are someone looking to retire, trying to sell off your patient list or your client list or your equipment, you are going to get 10 cents on the dollar.
Sure.
This is a very poor option. This is what we would consider those fire sales, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The second is really a comparable type sale. So, well, if we have, a plumbing company and the other plumber down the street just sold for XYZ, well, then that's a comparable. Again, that's not a very good approach. And that's really what we're hearing. If somebody doesn't use a qualified business broker, they're kind of going with what they thought was right or what their competitor did.
Sure. You always want to use an expert in that field. We talk about that all the time. If I'm going to go and get shoulder surgery, then I want to go to a guy that
Absolutely.
Does shoulder surgeries
right.
all day long.
Absolutely.
Right? So yeah, you definitely want to get the right valuation and not have hearsay or what did you hear from, the other dentist, that may have sold his business, right?
And so the valuation process that we use and what the banks really look at, because at the end of the day, you have to be able to get financing, right? That buyer who walks into our office is going to have to be able to get a loan on the business he's purchasing. So when we sit down with a seller looking to retire, we want to make darn sure that their business is going to be financeable. And we walk them through that whole process. So that type of evaluation is called a cash flow valuation. And so what we're doing is we're determining, what is the seller profiting out of this business? It may not be what is at the bottom of the tax return, but what is he truly taking out between his salary, between his distributions, between his cell phone payment and his health insurance that are coming out of the company? So we find what that seller's discretionary income is, and then we apply a multiplier. In the state of Nebraska, we're really seeing between a 1 and a 5. A real turnaround type business is going to be a 1. That real Mercedes type business is going to be a 5 multiple. So it would be.
So you're saying a multiple of the revenue generated from the business?
That's a multiple of the cash flow. So a multiple of the owner profit. So if the owner is profiting $200,000 to be a very average business, a very strong average business would be a 3 multiple. $200,000 a year times a multiple of 3 would be a $600,000 purchase price. And then they would be able to go and sit down with you, Daryl, and say, okay, is this $600,000 going to do it for me? And how can we invest
this?
Yeah,
and how do I feel about that? Yeah, because, and then you have a decision to make. You know, just in the past couple of weeks, we've had an insurance brokerage owner. We've had a jewelry store owner. We've had a daycare owner, a plumbing wholesaler, et cetera. And everybody has their different desires, of course. One thing I wonder about is when we're thinking about transferring assets to kids, right? A lot of times the kids want to take over the business. Does that seem to complicate matters? What do you see when that happens? And what should that person out there that has a child that would like to take over for dad, what are we going to run into there?
What we're seeing in my industry as a whole is really just a very high volume of business. And I believe, to speak to your point, is because there's not as much of that passing down. You know, kids are growing up and they're going to college and they're wanting to fly with their own wings and go do what they want. You know, 20 years ago, everybody did what dad did. If my dad was a roofer, I'm a roofer, right? And so we're not seeing that as often. And that's really why sellers are coming in. And that's very neat. And if you are wanting to pass something down to an heir or pass it down to employees, again, knowledge is power. You have to get that business valuated so that way son can go in and get a loan, because truthfully, you don't just want to give away your business. This is your 401k if you're a business owner.
Sure, sure. Yeah, no question about it. I would think that there would be that the seller, dad, is probably going to be a little softer with, you know, his kids. I know with my business, I have 5 kids, and they are, some of them could care less about my business and financial planning. But I do have a couple of kids that are very, very interested in doing what I do. Sarah works with me here at the office, and I have another, you know, Dan is pretty bright kid. So those kind of things happen, but you would still need to walk through to make sure, walk through the business selling process to make sure that the process is equitable.
Correct.
Right? Not just fair, but equitable to all involved and get everybody at the table.
The other, you wouldn't want to put Dan in a position where he didn't know what was that profit that he was going to make. He doesn't know if dear old dad is making $10 or $100 or $1 million. So our valuation will also help to educate the buyer, be it your child, how much will they be able to live on and make, and what can they expect as a salary?
Yeah, good stuff. So listen, if you are interested in selling your business and speaking with Courtney, you can sure do that. She'd be happy to speak with you. I know you're very busy all day long as we are here. So hopefully you can get Courtney on the telephone or set an appointment with her firm. Go on in. Courtney, how do we reach you? I know we can go to thefirmbusinessbrokerage.com, thefirmbusinessbrokerage.com. How else can we get a hold of you?
Thefirmbusinessbrokerage.com is going to give you a lot of our back end and testimonials of how our sellers are enjoying retirement now that we've gotten their businesses placed. So I would start there. And certainly, please give us a call at 402-998-5288 or Courtney Sells at thefirmbusinessbrokerage.com. Again, please remember that everything is held very, very confidentially.
Yeah, that's good. That's good information. And by the way, there have been, 22 mergers and acquisitions last year, already 18 this year, just with that one with the firm alone. So
nine more deals scheduled to close in the next 30 days. So we're just seeing a very high volume. I will tell you, it is definitely a seller's market out there. We have 288 open buyers, if you can believe that. So not enough strong sell side. We need more guys that want to come in and look to retire.
Well, that's just proof again that the Omaha is the place to be, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. So thank you, Courtney, so much for coming in. We'd love to have you come back very soon. And let's talk some more and we'll dig into this a little bit more and drill into selling a business and how to prepare for a meeting with you. How would that be?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And hey, go Big Red.
You bet.
Coming up next, we're going to keep talking about things happening right here locally in Omaha and things happening around the world. Ultimately, how it affects you financially, your retirement, and doesn't have to as well, here on Retirement Strategies Radio with Daryl Bryant on 1110 KFAB. Make sure you tune in for more Retirement Strategies Radio with Daryl Bryant every Saturday morning at 8 on 1110 KFAB.